God bless his saints. Can we rise as we please ask Pastor Andrew if he could please open a word of prayer?
Father, it's such a privilege to come upon this night once again to call upon your name. What a blessing, Lord, Father, to be able to cast all of our cares upon you. What a blessing to be able to seek you, Lord, to guide our footsteps and to help us in all that we do. What a blessing to come to worship. What a blessing to come, Lord, to seek, Lord, to enter once again into that secret place, Lord, that, Father, we'd go from this place and we wouldn't be the same as when we came. May you bless our worship now, Lord, prepare our hearts, bless the ministry of the word, bless Brother Max, Lord, speak unto us, Lord, and bless each and every one, quicken us unto prayer upon this night as we come to the requests. Father, may you lay them upon our heart, Lord. Father, we know not how to pray as we ought, but surely thine spirit will lead us this night to pray according to your will. May you be glorified, bless them that are at home, may you watch over them. Father, may you quicken them as well, we'd pray. And Father, as we'd come to the end, may you be glorified, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Know ye not in your heart. Know ye not ye are a temple. Know ye not you are a temple. Know ye not you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. We are full of praise, full of power, full of glory. We are full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are a temple. You are the temple of the there were in a upper chamber, there were only one accord. Then the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our send your power, O Lord, send send, oh Lord, send your power just now and baptize everyone. Oh yes, this power descended with the sound of rushing tongues of fire. Tongues of fire came down. As the Lord said he would send your power, oh Lord, send your power, oh Lord, send your power, oh Lord, send your power, just come and baptize it. Oh yes, this altar power was given our fathers who were true. Oh, this is promised to believers, and we all may have. Lord, send your power. Fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly God. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Lord, fill my way every day. Fill my way every day with your love as I walk. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Let me walk, bless the Lord in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Give cheer everywhere to the sight and the look. But fill my way every day with hallelujah, hallelujah, with the heavenly dove. Lord, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. But fill my way every day. Savior and God, and let me never in darkness go. Keep my path faith and rock and my soul. Oh, but fill my way every day with hallelujah. Every day we go out, Lord, as I walk. Song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Oh, every day, and I'll travel no more. Oh, but abide in my home above. But let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore, and fill my way every day. Lord, fill my way every day with love. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book. Oh, every promise. Is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Lord, I am trusting His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Okay, see. My boat of life will sail the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, I
I know the master of the wheel. I know the great creator. I know the maker of the rain. Only he can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wheel. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the height. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It might bring can never brings me down. 'Cause we know the master of the wind. We know the great creator. I know the maker of the rain. Only he can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. Only you deserve the glory. As we lift your holy name, you are great, Lord. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There's no one, no one. There is no one else like you. Oh, you are great, Lord. You do miracles so great. There is no like you. There is no one, there is no one else. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. Oh, you deserve the glory. And the honor, oh Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name, for you are great, so great. There is no one else like you. There's no one else. There is no one else like you. Great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. No one, no one. There is no one else like you. You are El Elan, Elohim. to sing Eloi, Eloi, Eloi. How we long to worship you. You are Eloi. You are Eloi. How we long to worship you. Here we are, here we are in Satan, Satan. And Satan comes to beat us down. Oh, but with your spirit here before us, in your righteousness we'll rise and sing. You are Eloi, Eloi. You are Eloi. How we long to worship you. You Eloi, Eloi, Eloi. How we long to worship you. Oh, you are Eloi.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Eloi, Eloi.
We worship you,
Lord. How we long to worship you.
Oh, that's our heart desire, Lord. How we long to worship you.
You are Eloi.
Oh, to lift up your name, Lord. Worship
you
once again,
the
chorus once again.
Eloi.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Eloi.
Eloi.
How we long to worship you. You are Eloi.
Eloi.
How we long.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's our desire, oh God. Oh, to worship you, Lord. That's, Lord Jesus, what we need to do for all the good things that, Lord, you have done for us, Lord. Oh, that's our desire all the time, Lord. That, oh God, your name will always be upon our lips. From our heart, Lord, to express, oh God, oh, how great you are. Oh, wonderful Jesus, we thank you, Lord. As Lord Jesus, another Saturday, another Friday like this, oh God. Oh, Lord, you have opened your hands of grace, Lord. Oh, to receive us, Lord, in your presence, oh God. Father, together, oh Lord Jesus, we want to lift up our hearts, oh Lord, and say thank you, Lord, for the week so far, Lord. Today being the last day of the working days of the week, Lord. Oh, Father, you've kept your children going out and coming in, oh Lord, from their businesses, from their places of work, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, it has been your eagle eye that has been watching over your people. Oh, that, Lord Jesus, every footsteps have been directed by you. Kept them safe, Lord. And here, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, Lord, from far and near, north, south, east, and west, Lord, we have converged, Lord, in your house. As Lord Jesus, Fridays, Lord, you've appointed unto us to come unto you, Lord, and lay before you, pour our hearts before you, our needs, Lord. our desires, our petitions, Lord Jesus. Father, you know every one of them. But Lord, always your word says that we should ask, we should seek, and we should knock. So Lord, we thank you as your children, as we come with all reverence, with all humility, with all obedience, Lord Jesus. We want to lift up our voices and say thank you. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Just give thanks unto the Lord for all his grace, his mercies, his love and kindness towards us. The Lord is good. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, we say thank you, O God. The Lord, you have always, Lord Jesus, kept your children safe, Lord. Father, how even you have fed us, Lord. How, Lord Jesus, you've clothed us. How, Lord, in our homes, always, Lord, your presence, Lord Jesus. From the little ones, oh, to the adults. Father, always, Lord Jesus, your hands have been upon us. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the workers, Lord, that have been going in and out. Oh, Lord, you've kept all of them safe, Lord Jesus. We say thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. Even this grace, the Lord, we have, O Lord, to be in your presence, O God, this evening. O Lord, we commit, Lord Jesus, everything now into your hands. We surrender all into your hands now. The Lord, you that walk in the midst of your people, we know that, Lord, you're already here. O Lord Jesus, take your place amongst us, O God. And even, Lord, as we look unto you, the Lord, you give us the word of God, a word that, Lord Jesus, will inspire us, will lift us up, O God. Oh, your word that, Lord, will lead us, oh, to say the right thing, O God. Your word that will give us utterances, Lord Jesus. Oh, that, Father, we will pray, O God, according to, Lord, oh, your will, Lord, because your will is our will, O Lord. Your wish is our wish. Your desires is ours, O God. Father, and so we surrender all now to your hands, even as your servant, O God. Oh, I surrender all now that, Lord, you can take your place now. And take your word of God and make it, Lord, oh, life, life, because your word is life. Let's receive the manifestation of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We commit all into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, God richly bless you for coming. Praise the Lord. Yes, tonight, you all know today is the 1st of July, and the beginning of the second half of the year has started today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, and it is good that to be in the house of the Lord, as he has called us this Friday, as normally he calls us all the time, we come to lay before him our desires, our needs, which he already knows everything. And tonight, the Holy Spirit wants us to remember the sick amongst us. And at the same time, knowing all our needs, the Lord will surely meet us tonight. Amen. So after the exhortation of the word, our pastor will come and bring all the requests And then we will seek the face of the Holy Spirit to lead us in prayer. Amen. But as we are standing now, let's turn to the reading of the word. Today we have I have a very strange subject which we are going to look into, stand upon it. And it's the seed of Abraham facing the same thing. Amen. The seed of Abraham facing the same thing. It's a quote. It's a phrase that I've taken from what the prophet said. And we will come to that as we go along. Amen. So let's, our first reading will be Exodus 15. Exodus 15, we shall look at verse 26. It's the last sentence, that's what we want to stand on. The last sentence. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. But let's read the whole verse. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. And then our second scripture, Hebrews 13:8, which we all know, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Now, Lord, Holy Spirit, take thy word, O God. And as we sit at your feet, Lord, oh, which is needful for us to do, Lord, oh, bless us with your word, O God, and inspire us tonight that, Lord, we will throw ourselves into prayer for our needs and praying for one another, O God, and even the sick amongst us, O Lord. In Jesus' name, O God, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes. As we all remember, our brother David, the psalmist, in his prayer, as we heard the other time, how he was inspiring his soul. And he said, my soul, wait only thou upon God. You see, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Amen. And brethren, you know, the prophet said, expectations usually is based upon a faith. Amen. Expectations usually is based upon a faith. So, brethren, let us continue to hold our faith without wavering on our expectations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's continue to hold that faith. And you know, one thing is that the Lord's own expectation is that we will look into his word and by faith take any of his divine promises and take him at his word. Because he changeth not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the Lord's expectation. That we go into his word and take any of his divine promises. Praise the Lord. And take him at his word. Because he changeth not. And the Lord is so good that for inspiration, He has given us so many characters in the Bible, men and women who took and waited patiently on his promises, and he never failed them. He never failed them. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So let us take Abraham, who took God at his word. We are going to look at one of the characters, and let's take Abraham, who took God at his word. God said to Abraham in Genesis 22:17, he said, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Amen. And, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And thy seed, oh, praise the Lord, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Oh, praise the Lord. Thy seed, you and I, have that authority to possess every gate of the enemy. And so sickness is one of such gates. And all the needs that it looks like is closed, doors that are closed, they are all gates that we can possess. Praise the Lord. And so whatever need is today in the heart of anyone, whatever your needs that looks as it has been closed, doors closed, seeds of Abraham, we have what? The authority to possess those gates. It got to open. Praise the Lord. So whatever request that we have tonight, they are all gates. That we have that authority to possess them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord told Abraham, I will multiply thy seed as what? As the stars of heaven and as the sand on the shore, the seashore. And Abraham had not even one child. My. Abraham had not even one child. And watch, God gave this promise to Abraham when he was 99 years old. I will multiply thy seed like the stars in heaven. My. And Abraham was 99 years. So you could see that naturally, that promise could be argued or challenged from all angles as something simply impossible. Something impossible. Naturally, that's the way how you will see it. But you know, Abraham, as the prophet said, Abraham called every other thing contrary to this promise of God. No matter how impossible that seemed to be, Abraham still refused to see anything but what God has said to be the truth. Amen. He took it as what? Thus saith the Lord. And so in the message book, The Unconditional Covenant That God Made With His People, preached in Phoenix, 1954, the prophet said, Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances. He didn't think about them. Take notice of that, what the prophet is saying. He didn't think about them. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. Amen. Oh, the expectation of God is that we go into his word and take any of his divine promises and take him at his word. Praise the Lord. Oh, someone will say, brother, if God will speak to me as he did to Abraham, I would also know how, no matter how, I'll believe it. Well, brother, the thing is that he's right here. He's here in his fullness, speaking to us by his word. But you see, that doubtful mind will continue to say that, brother, is it? I want to see him. I want to see him. I want to see him speaking to me. Praise the Lord. Because if he could do that as he did to Abraham, why not? I will believe. But brother, my sister, anyone that have that same thought, you are forsaking your own blessings. Amen. You remember the disciple Thomas. When he was told of the resurrection, he said, until he sees Christ himself and feel his hand, he was not going to believe. Until Christ, Jesus, revealed himself the second time to the disciples. And then when Thomas had seen him and had felt his hand, then he believed. But what did Jesus say unto him? He said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. And then he said what? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. That's the faith we need tonight. Praise the Lord. That's the faith we need tonight. A substance of hope. Expectation. So, never just think that, oh, God spoke to others, mouth to mouth, ear to ear. My brother, my sister, that's what he's saying here. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. So faith in his word is a blessing. Faith in his promises is a blessing. And as we are looking to Abraham's faith as our inspiration, let us listen to what the prophet said once more. He said, Abraham never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. Now listen close here. He said, and that same spirit is upon the children of Abraham, making us face the same thing. Amen. That same spirit is upon us, the children of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, making us face the same thing. What same thing? Things that look impossible. Amen. Things that look impossible. Yes, we face rivers that seem uncrossable. We see obstacles that seems unbreakable. And we see sicknesses that look incurable. Amen. But we have his divine promise tonight. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. My brother, seed of Abraham, we are made to face the same thing. Things that look impossible. Oh, praise the Lord. But our father Abraham, he had the same. So here it is. Never look at something and say that it's impossible. If you are truly a seed of Abraham, you are made to face the same thing. Oh, praise God. Oh, yes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my brother, is he the same tonight? Who could tell darkness, command darkness, let there be light, and there was light? Is it the same tonight? Is it the same? Who, where there was no way, or was able to make a way through the sea for the children of Israel to walk on dry grounds, to escape? Is he the same tonight? Is he the same who could make fountain of water gushes out of a rock in a desert area? My, is he the same tonight? Is he the same tonight who brought down daily manna, oh, from heaven to feed 2 million people in the wilderness for 40 years? Is he the same tonight? Oh, is he the same tonight that could say, peace be still, and the storms, the billows, and the winds got to obey him? If he's the same tonight, oh, then my brother, my sister, that's what he's saying. I am the Lord that healeth thee. My brother and my sister, we have already our brother Pele. We are still holding faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are not wavering. And we've heard about our precious brother, George Martin, also. We are remembering him also in prayer. Praise God. Because we have the divine promise, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And we, the children of Abraham, are made to face the same thing that looks impossible. We look at our Brother Eli, we would think that it's impossible. It is possible. And whatever our precious brother, George Martin, we don't know exactly what, but we know that he's not well. We know whatever be it, it's never impossible to the children of Abraham. The seed of Abraham are made to face the same. Amen. Oh, he's the same tonight. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And the Bible says, and they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Amen. Healed all that were sick. You see the same tonight? He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was written by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Oh, he's the only one that we can touch with our infirmities, my brother, my sister. He's the same tonight. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, we have that privilege. Jesus himself asking us, he said, ask. He's telling us it's a privilege to us that ask, seek, and knock. Amen. And we shouldn't forsake that privilege, brother. We shouldn't forsake it. As he has spoken, it is yea and amen. And Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's his word. And everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it is opened. Amen. Now, brethren, let's listen to the prophet here again in the message book, Believe in God. Jeffersonville, 1952, he said, just watch here. When Abraham was real old, 99 years, then God said, now, Abraham, you walk before me and be thou perfect. And how he was going to bless him and multiply him. Now, if we look at the natural side, why? It was impossible for him to have this child by Sarah. Why? All the resources of life were gone. Sarah, 90 years old, Abraham, 100. You tell that to a doctor today, a man that's 100 old and his wife 90, she was going to have a child. Why? You know what they will do? They will lock you up in a psychopathic ward somewhere saying, why that old fellow and old lady a little off up here somewhere. See? But you don't look at the circumstances. You look at the promise. Amen. And so whatever desire, request that we have tonight, we are not going to look at the circumstances. We are going to look at the promise tonight. Amen. So the prophet that does the same way, oh, about the way, maybe that lady in that wheelchair here. So anyone that has tuned in, you are in a wheelchair, this for you. Oh, yes. So does the same way about maybe that lady in the wheelchair here, or some of you with cancer, you see? The doctor says you can't get well. Now, if you believe that, then you can't get well. But you've got to look at the divine promise. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. My brother, my sister, look at all these things that we had to face. The seed of Abraham facing the same thing. That seemed impossible, my brother, my sister. Yes, it is possible. Trust. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, lady, you are looking at the chart, but I'm looking at the divine promise. Yes, sir. We are not going to look at what? The circumstances. We are not going to look at what the doctor's chart, what he has written. No, sir. In Standstill, Saskatoon, the prophet said, what if that man sitting there look at the opposition of his boy there, a cripple in that chair? What if this nice, clean-looking man sitting back there in a wheelchair looked at the circumstances? What if the lady lying in the chair, leaning back, looked at the circumstances? Oh, my brother, here we are. See, the seed of Abraham facing the same thing. Oh, my brother, we shouldn't what? Panic. We shouldn't panic. We shouldn't doubt. Praise the Lord. The prophet went on, what if this poor blind woman leaning on the shoulder of another though thought of the circumstances? What if Abraham looked at the circumstances? Yeah, the doctors, they've tried. The doctor failed. He's a man like I am, like you are. And if you look at that, then you are going to be a failure to begin with. Oh, my brother, my sister. If the body of Christ tonight will also look at circumstances of all the prayer requests that we have tonight, if we will look at the circumstances, then, my brother, my sister, we're looking at the doctor's chart, then we will also be a failure. Oh, body of Christ tonight, whatever request that we have, prayer request that we have tonight, my brother, my sister, let us not look at the circumstances. Nothing is impossible to us tonight, because the seed of Abraham, we are made to face the same thing. Amen. And then the prophet said, but the Christian doesn't look at the circumstances. He looks at the word and stand still. God said so. That settled it. Oh, yes, thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. That's where we are tonight, my brother, my sister. Every request tonight, every prayer request tonight is a gate which we have the authority to possess tonight. So the prophet said, let us wake up. Die out. Die out to symptoms. Die out to circumstances. Die out to everything else. And become alive in Christ tonight. Amen. Die out, my brother, my sister. Our father Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstance. He didn't think about them. He never thought how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. And the same spirit is upon the children of Abraham, making us to face the same thing. Amen. So tonight, we, the seed of Abraham, with authority and power in our hand to possess every gate, we are taking God at his word tonight. Amen. Looking at his divine promise, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And by faith, we are going to call healing. By faith, we are going to claim deliverance. And by faith, we are going to restore. Oh, praise God. In the name of Jesus, looking neither the circumstances nor the doctor's chart, but looking at the promise tonight. Praise the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And making the seed of Abraham to face the same thing. Facing the same thing to do what? To overcome. Oh, as the musicians come, praise the Lord. We are going to sing, touch your people once again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister, as the pastor comes and read out all the prayer requests tonight, my brother, don't look at the circumstances. My brother, nothing is impossible. Amen. Seed of Abraham, we have been made to face the same thing. Amen. Oh, like our father faced. Amen. Touch your people. That's our prayer tonight, Lord.
We need wisdom. We need power. True love for each other. We have had so many big endeavors. So we come before your face, asking for your grace.
Oh, yes.
Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again. With your precious holy hand. May your kingdom shine upon this world. Not for temporary.
Oh, yes. Yes,
sir. But to restore authority and power. Don't let your mighty rushing wind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, let it sweep over us tonight, Lord.
Your people once again. Lord, you see your tired servants and the broken soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
cross, that's the only source for us. We stand facing final battle cry, restore your church again. Lord, touch your people once again.
A few requests and things to put before the saints. Thank you, Brother Max, for setting the way for us to come before the Lord in prayer. Brother Max was first of all saying about praying for the sick. So obviously we have our Brother Pele, and I was speaking with Brother Pele. Brother Nat was there after Bible study on Wednesday, and we really need to lift our brother up, that the Lord will quicken the faith of our brother and restore his hope, because I can see it starting to really weigh him down, you know. So we really want to keep our brother in prayer. We need to lift him up. Remember when Moses, he got tired, and then Aaron and Hur, they lifted up his hands at that time. So let's really keep our brother before the Lord. We also have, as has been said, Brother George Martin. But I don't want to say just on the internet, because I know, you know, in ministry, and that you don't want to say too many private things about things. But I'm very much in touch with Brother George Martin, and he really needs a touch from the Lord. You know, he's really, really, Satan is really trying to shorten his days. Let me just say that. So we want to keep him. Last Saturday, he got a hold of me. He had been admitted into hospital since the previous Monday in South Africa with abdominal pains now. And he said, he is back home, but he said, please pray for me. And then yesterday, I asked him, how is he doing? And he said, the pain persists 24/7. So we really need to put our brother before the Lord. Brother George has been a great, great blessing and a help. He's been a real oak tree. He's been a fountain of wisdom. He's been such a support and a friend. So we do want to remember Brother George before the Lord. I think let's continue to keep him. He's a soldier. Even in the midst of his sickness, he'll be asking questions about the saints and other things like that. So we really do appreciate him. Also got a message today from Pastor Samuel, a good friend of ours from Ghana. Brother Max knows him well, Brother Max Jr., Pastor Samuel. We lot in touch with him. His wife gave birth to a baby, but was born with a cleft hand. So he was asking for us to pray. Looks like the child might need surgery. So that's the three things of sickness. That's Pastor Samuel, a cleft hand. So we really want to pray for his son, that the Lord will touch him as well. Saints, in these things of accommodation, just to say, you don't need to pray for us anymore. Yeah. The Lord gave us a real wonderful house, saints. I'll explain it one. Amen. I'll give a bit of a testimony on Sunday, but the Lord really, just before about 5 o'clock before we came, I got a phone call from the estate agent. The very house we had so much desired, she phoned and they gave it to us. So we really appreciate the Lord. But Sister Sharon Lubanza, she's really still looking for a house that didn't come through last weekend, the one they went for. So we want to really pray for our sister as well, that the Lord will make a way for her. I know there was a house became available today where Brother Henry Lepita, he left a certain studio, and then I sent it on to Sister Sabrina to say it's free, and then Sister Sabrina went to say it. So I think Sister Sabrina, by the grace of God, may get that once. That would be a real answer to prayer, because she was looking for some. She got it. Ah, wonderful. So it's really good news for her. But I got one just to show how it is from Brother Peter Golay in Nepal. I was chatting with him this week, and he said, you're speaking about how well things are going in the spiritual side there. But he says, our agreement for our church room is over on the 27th of June. We're now looking for another church room for our church in Kathmandu. It's very difficult to find room for church here. Most of the house owners don't want to give room for churches. Also, the room rents are far more expensive than before. We're searching for a church room, but haven't found it till now. I ask you to remember it, please, in your prayers. This Saturday, we are told we have to leave the room. You know, so you can see even them. Let's remember Brother Peter, the saints in Nepal, that the Lord will provide them a place. They're really looking for something there. Then, saints, I just wanted to bring this request as well from Brother Barry in Barry Coffee in America concerning the saints in Ukraine. You find that over time, just as it is with the news, it starts dropping off the news, but the situation doesn't change there. Now, Brother Barry, he said, please take a moment to read through these two reports on Ukraine. The seriousness of the need right now is great, and the support is still getting through to the believers there. Any financial help that is given immediately is being sent to these believers. So then it's a little bit of a report. I will just give a couple of lines from it from the brothers there that distribute the funds. And they say, greetings, dear brothers and sisters, to every one of those who are, he speaks, I won't put the personal details. He says, I help to direct the funds in the Ukraine. First of all, I'd like to express from the bottom of my heart my great appreciation for the countless amount of help to the believers here. We have over 120 families on our list. So there's 120 families since that just we sent some money a few weeks back again. There's 120 families that are just totally dependent on the aid of the saints, you know, in Ukraine at the moment. As of today, we have sent more than 1 million hryvnias. That was $30,000. They sent just this week to the brothers and sisters all across Ukraine. For many, it was a matter of life and death. So I said, so let's pray for the saints, and let's on Sunday again, let's come and have a special offering once again for the saints in Ukraine. Amen. And I think we need to do it on a regular basis because the need is on a regular basis, even maybe once a month, first weekend of the month or something. Like they did in the early church when they knew there was famine, the people would store up food, you know, store up help and then send it to Jerusalem. So, you know, this need is really ongoing. I was speaking with Brother Eugene in Ukraine this week. He was asking for prayer because the situation's become so serious that the brothers now, it's difficult for them even to go on the streets because anybody is on the street, going to the supermarket, to the bank. You know, I think I put the thing on some of the forums. You know, they can get stopped, check their papers, and they sent to the army. You know, so it's becoming very difficult. And brothers, saints can't get out of the country. You know, men cannot leave the country. Only if you have four children or more, you can accompany your wife and leave the country. But if you have less than four children, your wife and children can leave, but you can't leave. You know, and we see what's happening in the front line, and we see, you know, that how many hundreds of troops are dying per day on the front line in that sense. So let's remember our brothers and our sisters in prayer. And he continues on, and then there's another account from another second report as well about how they're distributing the money and so forth, but the prices of things are just shooting up. So even the same amount of money that people send through, it's, you know, since the world is troubled now. You know, it's really, really troubled. Brother Barry was sending that through to say, look, saints, please. You know, I know that these things always, when things are fresh and things are in the news, it's very good we help. And then after a while, you know, we get busy in other things. But I speak to Brother Eugene and say, look, Brother Eugene, we'll, like NATO said to Ukraine, we're going to be in this for the long run. You know, we'll support you to the end of the struggle. I think we need to be spiritual NATO now and do whatever we can to help the saints as much as we possibly can. So we have the channel which we send it through, and the money gets through very efficiently to the saints that are there. Brother Ellie was telling me today also about the saints in Congo. You know, it's not a really, really nice thing to hear about what's happening there in the east. You know, you find these things of wars. The world is really, really troubled at this time. Brother Ellie said, news from Congo is not very good. The war broke out again as the Rwandan army has attacked again and invaded a portion of the country in eastern Congo. It affects the whole country and especially the saints living in those areas. You know, now we're living in peace and the Lord's granted us a lot of grace. Now our troubles are just to do with trying to find a house and, you know, trying to find this and that. But these saints, their issues are really serious. You know, you've got war and displacement, as in Ukraine. So let's remember these saints before the Lord as well. You know, the saints in Congo, that the Lord will really be with them. We know the Lord is so faithful to people in these kind of situations. But let's put that before the Lord. And then finally, saints, just our needs. Let's pray for our youth camp coming up and also for the weddings. We want to keep praying for Brother Clayton and Sister Talent for the wedding in August in Johannesburg. Let's keep that one really before the Lord. And then for Brother Joel and Sister Chisomo, let's really keep these things before the Lord. You know, we need the Lord in these things. They're complicated, they're tricky things. You know, you're dealing with different people and different requirements and stuff like that. It really needs the grace of God to keep a good unity, a good spirit in these things. So I really wanted to bring it to the saints. I said, let's not forget to keep these saints in prayer, that the Lord will make sure the Holy Ghost is the oil in the machine, that everything works, you know, smoothly and sweetly. I remember in our wedding, just how much the saints helped us when we got married in Lithuania, and it was a tremendous testimony of the way the church got involved, and just everything was done so nicely for us, and we really appreciated that. So let's keep these things before the Lord. So just to summarize those again, the Brother Pele and Brother George Martin and Pastor Samuel in Ghana, his son, let's keep those ones in prayer concerning sickness. Then saints, I've also got you on my list for accommodation. Brother Marco is also looking for accommodation. He lost his accommodation that he was staying in, so he's been put in temporary accommodation in Dublin. But now he's staying there now with his son. His son is under 18, so he's not allowed to leave his son at home by himself. So every day he has to leave the city center, catch a train, go to Balbriggan, leave his son with a friend, get his car, which he leaves in Balbriggan, drive to Donabate, go and work. He's working full time. Drive back, pick up his son, get on a train, travel to the city center once again. So he was really asking for prayer also about accommodation. He's looking for a place. You know, so I think on that one, Brother Peter Golay, the saints in Kathmandu, also looking for a place. And then these ones about the saints in Ukraine, the great need that all those families have, and also for the saints in Congo. Let's remember these things before the Lord. So I know it's a long list that I know there's saints who do make lists, prayer lists. I know saints who do come and pray all night. Let's keep these things before the Lord. And then on a practical basis, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart for the saints in Ukraine, let's come on Sunday. Let's have a special offering for them. And we keep trying to put through our widow's mites. And may the Lord multiply it to be able to help. Because you can see the needs are great. Imagine having to send 30,000 in a day. You know, so that 120 families get whatever that it is, which will keep them going for a couple of weeks. Now, the need is really, really great. So there's many churches helping from around the world. Let's do our best of doing that we can. And then finally, the weddings. Let's keep these things before the Lord. Let's stand, saints. Let's just sing that chorus once again. If you ask Brother Jess, thanks for the song worship. Brother Jess, let's sing that one. Just touch your people once again. Let's just sing the chorus a couple of times again. And let's bring these requests before the Lord. Whatever the Lord has quickened to you in that list of requests, let's come before the Lord and put it before the Lord. And let's take them from the prayer meeting. Let's take them into the closet over the weekend, plus the normal requests. But I think these are pretty pressing issues.
Touch your people once again with your precious healing hand. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church. Lord, not for temporary days, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh Lord, touch your people once
again, Lord, with your precious healing and holy hand. Lord, is our prayer. Father, Lord, thou art gracious and thou art good and thou art loving and thou art kind. And Father, surely, Lord, even as you promised us, Lord, that your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy, Lord. What a wonderful thing that it is, Lord. What a wonderful promise, Lord. And Father, we just come, Lord, upon this day to look to thee, to consecrate ourselves unto thee, to humble ourselves unto thee.
and to wait upon thee, Lord, at this time. Oh, Father, just to come, Lord, to seek thee, to, Lord, grant grace and grant mercy. To, Father, Lord, possess the gate of this every, Lord, enemy, Lord. Father, these things of sickness, we bring them before thee upon this day. You see your people, Father, you see the greatness of the need. You guide us and you lead us and you help us. Father, Lord, is my prayer. And you grant us grace. Lord Jesus is our desire. Lord, as you wait upon thee, as we look unto thee, as we call upon the name at this time and bring it all before thee, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for you pray. Father, I want to pray, Lord, for these needs, Lord. Jesus, you guide us, teach us, Lord, instruct us in these things, Lord. Father, pray for Brother Perry, pray your grace, pray your mercy, pray for your goodness, pray for your kindness, Lord. Father, Lord, as when we come to pray for Brother Pele, Lord, I just come as Aaron and Hur. I just come, Heavenly Father, to lift up his hands even up unto thee. Oh, I bring him before thee, Lord, upon this day. Jesus, touch him, Lord. Oh, Lord, just move, Lord. Just quicken him, Lord. Just help him. Oh, Father. I'm praying, Lord Jesus, the greatest thing that I would desire is to be your presence draw near to the soul, Lord. Just reveal yourself unto him, Lord. Just say unto his soul that you are his salvation. Oh, Father, Lord, it's my prayer as I dedicate your son unto thee, Lord. Pray for him, Lord. Pray for Sister Lily, Lord. Pray for your grace. Pray for your mercy. In each and every one of these things, Heavenly Father, Lord, at this time, oh, I pray for him, Lord. Father, our precious friend and brother George Martin, Lord, I pray for him, Lord, upon this day. I know that thou art with him, Lord. I know that though he'd even walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with him, Lord. I know that thy rod and thy staff, Lord, they lead him and they guide him, Lord. Oh, quicken him, Lord, I pray. Quicken him, Lord. Jesus, just move on his behalf, Lord. Quicken his mortal body, Lord. Deliver him, Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray, from his enemies, Lord, as I give him to thee at this time, as I wait upon thee, O Lord, upon this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for your glory, pray for him, pray for his family, dedicate him up unto thee even at this time, Lord. Grant him, Lord, grace, grant him mercy, quicken him, guide him and lead him, help him, Father, Lord, and pray. As I look unto thee, O Father, at this time, Lord, even past the sun, Lord. The needs pray for that we have, man, Lord Savior. Oh, take it back, Lord. Father, Lord Savior. Father, unto thee, Lord Savior. This one. But Jesus, you lead and you guide. Father, Lord, is my desire, Lord, and my prayer. As I bring, Lord, your son. As I bring him before thee, Lord, and pray for this sin, Lord. These things of accommodation, Lord, often as I
thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful, Lord. I'm just so thankful, Lord.
I just want to take all these thoughts of money and I just want to commit them up unto thee, Lord. Thou hast been so faithful. Oh, and thou wilt always be faithful, Lord, to provide all of our needs. And I thank you for that, Lord. Now I want to pray for Sister Sharon. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, that she may see the end of her faith, Lord. That you would bless her, Father, that you would grant her grace, Lord, and pray, even upon this day and at this time, Lord. And Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray and I lift and I bring it up unto thee. Lord, by the mark of the Lord, I dedicate him up unto thee. I bring him before thee, Lord, upon this day. I pray for him, Lord, even as he looks unto thee, Lord. Just quicken him, strengthen him, just guide him and lead him. Just open the door as he looks up unto thee. I pray for the grace, I pray for your mercy, pray for your leadership, pray for your guidance, Lord. Just glorify, Lord, we pray in these things, Lord. Father, Peter, Lord, I pray for this, Lord. I really pray for him, Lord. You just lead us and guide us in Gontos and grace and Gontos mercy, O Father. You quicken us and lead us and guide us, Lord, as you wait upon me and dedicate it all unto thee, O Father, for your glory, Lord, I just pray. Meet the needs of these saints, O Father, how wonderful that it is, Lord, how gracious that you are, Lord. That a husband would come this way, is my petition, and that you get, Lord, request, Lord Savior, Father, that requires, oh, Father, upon she has that place, and dedicate us to God, for that one, Lord Savior, weddings, Lord, this time, Lord Savior, God, that I would say, Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, for Sister Chisoba, Lord, I'd ask and pray, Savior, I just lift these things before thee, Lord, even upon this day, oh, Father, just be in all of these things, Lord, we ask of thee, Lord, as I bring it before thee, Lord, upon this day, Savior, Father, help God, Brother Joel, help us, Sister Shasoma, Lord, guide us and lead us in this, Lord, grant us wisdom, grant us grace, help us, Lord, I pray, you quicken us, Lord, guide us and lead us and be glorified, Lord, I'd ask of thee, even at this time, Lord, Father, for your glory,
Lord, I do pray. The saints, Lord, Father, you know, Lord Savior, the situation there, Lord Savior.
Show me what you will be, Lord, people, Lord. I just bring you before thee, Lord. I just need to come before thee, Lord. To look unto thee, to wait upon thee, to bring you unto thee, Heavenly Father, this time. Lord, for your glory in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And upon this day, Father, Lord, is my desire and my soul, Lord. Father,
Lord, we ask your best, Lord, and upon this time, Lord, Lord Savior,
Jesus,
God,
watch over them, Lord, praying for your grace, pray for your mercy to me, Father, Lord, upon them that you would lead them and guide them, Lord, and just minister grace unto these needs, Lord. Even, Lord, Sundays would come up, Lord, even this youth meeting coming up before us, Lord, Brother Peter, Brother Jonathan, Lord, the young ones that will come, oh, Father, all of these arrangements, Lord, oh, I just lift them. Bring it unto thee, and want to call upon thee. How I desire, Lord, and would not want even the slightest of ways, Father, to presume, Lord, but Father, to yield myself unto thee, to follow thee, to humble myself before thee, to be led and gathered of thee, Lord, to give unto thee all the praise, to give unto thee all of the honor, to give unto thee all of the glory, Lord, even upon this day, always we set our attention upon thee, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for each of these things, Lord. Bless your people. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given unto us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you provided for us to come before thee, Lord. Even upon this day, Lord. Oh, Father, yes, Lord.
And upon that, for your Savior, let it, Lord Savior, be let no more, Lord, be prayed. Lord,
His Son,
Lord Savior, we pray for Him as well.
Lord, dedicate him up unto thee, oh, Father, this time, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, even upon this day, as we wait upon thee, oh, Father, as we thank you, Lord, for your grace, we thank you for your mercy, Lord, we just surrender ourselves unto thee, bless your people,
guide us and lead us, and thank you, Lord,
you know that I just want to seek my attention and affection upon you, for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, never be selfish, Lord, as we all come to be,
oh, Father, at this time,
you guide us, Lord,
for your glory we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for thanksgiving we pray as we dedicate it all to you, oh, Father. Yes, Lord, we pray as we wait upon thee, Lord, in your precious name, oh, Father, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we ask deliverance, Lord, to the God. Father, how we desire that they would know thee, Father, in the way that, Lord, Father, we, oh, God, to know thee in our youth, Lord, to the God. Undertake, we pray, even upon the south. Bless this youth meeting coming up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know that these are the places, Lord. Oh, God, that set, Lord, Savior, the foundations for our young. We pray your grace, Lord, to the God. Keep us, Lord, to the God. We pray, ever close to the Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to come before thee, Lord, to glory by thy name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ's mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen. Bless him, God. And Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, upon this day, Lord. As much as it is, we pray. God, as it is, we pray. Yes, but in that, who lifts them up and take them for you. In Jesus' name, for your glory, we pray. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Father, for your glory. Amen. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. 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 Saints, so we wanted to remember that one there as well. Brother George was praying about it there, about Brother James in Glubba up in the north. Very serious toothache. He's been to the dentist. They haven't been able to fix it. So let's pray for him. He's a real soldier, a real warrior. Let's remember him before the Lord. And Brother Wilmore as well, for him and his family away this weekend. Let's pray for them. May they have a good, wonderful holiday in Madrid. And then Brother David and Brother Vlad, both of them at the company, not able to make it this weekend. They have to work this weekend. So they were requesting prayer as well. So let's ask Brother George to put all these things before the Lord. Let's unite ourselves together as our brother puts his request before the Lord. The Lord says, if even only two of you agree concerning anything on earth, it shall be done. So we just want to unite our faith together. Saints, we'll ask our brother to pray.
Sorry, I just have one more look. Sorry, Pastor.
Amen. So it's the accommodation, Sister Sharon, Brother Marco, the saints in Kathmandu, Brother Peter, and them are looking for accommodation. Then sickness, obviously, Brother Pele, Brother James in Glube, Brother George Martin, and Pastor Samuel in Ghana with his son. And then the saints in Ukraine, the saints in Congo for those things. And then just our normal things. We have Brother Wilmore, our youth camp, and our weddings. It's those kind of things. So let's put that before.
Father, we thank you for, Lord, this opportunity again. Lord, Father, even we don't realize how privileged we are. Father, Lord, we don't go, Lord, to man to try fix these things. Father, when we have needs, Lord, Father, you have taught us, you've trained us. Father, Lord, to bring, Lord, our requests and our desires unto thee. Lord, and we've seen throughout the years of our pilgrimage in this earth that, Lord, everything that we brought to thee, Father, especially these kinds of needs, if they were not selfish, you answered everyone, Lord. And Lord, we bring tonight these needs that are here. Father, if it was me, I believe, Lord, the saints will be lifting up prayers and lifting up holy hands. Father, oh God, for my deliverance. And Lord, Father, I pray a prayer for these brethren with all my heart, oh God. And if, Lord, Father, anything would come between, Father, my prayer and the healing of these saints, you pardon me, oh God, I pray. Father, but Lord, with all that I know, Father, Lord, I just bring Brother, Lord, Pele before thee tonight. Father, you know his situation. Lord, Father, he's at a place where, Lord, he's tired. Lord, he's at a station where, Lord, things are not, Lord, Father, Lord, coming. He's not coming out of that place. But, Lord, that's how he feels, oh God. But, Lord, we believe in an awesome, in a wonderful God who's able, Lord, Father, to change the circumstance, to change the situation. Father, the same presence that has been here, Lord, Father, in the word. And as we pray, we feel your presence so full amidst this atmosphere right now. Father, how sweet to know that, Lord, your ears are attentive to this prayer that we pray tonight. We've all prayed, Lord. Father, as, Lord, the saying goes, his eye is on the sparrow. And he watches even over this church, oh God, and the needs that we have. Undertake for our brother Pele. Encourage him, oh God. And if you would just do us that small, Father, oh God, wish and desire, Lord, to give him, Lord, Father, his, Lord, Father, communication, that, Lord, we can have, Lord, Father, dialect with him, oh God. We can speak with him again, Lord. Father, that would be like an olive leaf to us, oh God. It would be, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, that would so encourage us, Lord, Father, back to our closets, oh God. We pray for our brother. Lift him up, Lord, even out of that situation, oh God. Father, that, Lord, Savior, he would, Lord, Father, come back to this place. And, Lord, Father, when we all would look at him, Lord, we would look to the cross and know that, Lord, Father, thou art Christ. And you answer, Lord, Father, every petition that we've brought before thee, O God, over the years that we've been here, O God. We pray for our brother George Martin, O God.
What a gallant brother, Lord. What a faithful brother he's been, Lord. Father, many times coming out of his, Lord, Father, comfort zone, coming out of his circumference, Lord, out of his program to come to, Lord, our small congregation, our small place. Oh, Father, here in this church in Wicklow Mountains, Lord. Father, never forsaking, Lord. Father, Lord, to come and fellowship with us, oh God. Father, Lord, he's been a blessing in a mighty way unto us, Lord. All we would say, oh God, Father, may you, Lord Savior, look upon that need even upon this time. Oh God, you know the exact situation and what, Lord Father, is causing it, Lord. This pain, Lord. Father, how we would ask, oh God, that Lord, that angel of the Lord may, Lord, be there right now and minister healing, Lord, even unto our brother. Minister grace unto our brother, Lord Savior God. For Lord, Father, as he has been faithful to us, Lord, we are faithful to him, Lord, in prayers. Deliver him, Lord, out of that situation, we pray, even upon this day, Lord Savior God. Oh, my God, we commit, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, this one of our brother Peter Golay, Lord, the saints in Nepal. Father, Lord, it's a country, Lord Savior, that aren't, Lord Savior, or too big into Christianity, Lord Savior God. It would be a low down thing, Lord Savior, but unto thee, they are doing a more gallant work than we are against all odds, Lord Savior. Father, they are standing for the gospel in Nepal, Lord Savior. And we, Lord Savior, oh God, Lord, we are not telling thee, oh God, but we are, Lord, just committing, Lord, a prayer for the saints as it's been, Lord Savior, given unto us. And we're asking, oh God, that you look upon them with love and give them even a special place, even better than the place that they were. Open up doors for our brothers, Lord Savior, as they fight the fight in their part of the vineyard, Lord Savior. We pray for those saints, Lord. Father, make a way for them, we pray, even upon this day. Father, we think of, Lord Savior, those saints in, Lord Savior, Ukraine. Lord, Father, troubles that they face, oh God. Undertake, we pray, even amidst their lives, oh God. Father, many a time as the pastor, Lord, so clearly stressed, we can forget about those brethren, Lord. We can think, Lord Savior, all is well. Father, what we done for them yesterday is enough, Lord Savior God. But when we hear, Lord Savior, it pains us, Lord Savior, of the tribulation they are in, Lord Savior God. Father, help us, Lord, that, Lord Savior, we would continue to pray, Lord, and help in the natural as well, Lord Savior God. We pray your grace, for the need is great, Lord. Father, there in Ukraine, grant grace and mercy, we pray, even upon this day, Lord Savior. God, we pray for them in Eastern Congo, Lord, the situation that is there, Lord, if there's war there, the brethren there are affected, Lord Savior, we ask your grace, Lord, undertake, Lord, Father, calm that situation. Oh, that land has been ravished by wars, Lord, it has been ravished, Lord, by the violence, Lord Savior. Oh, we just pray that the brethren will be safe. We think of Ezekiel, Lord Savior, when you, Lord Savior, Father, sent those four men, Lord Savior, Father, but before, Lord, you sent, Lord Savior, Ezekiel, Lord Savior, with that ink horn, Lord Savior, and you said, mark them that have, Lord Savior, Father, Lord Savior, that sigh and cry for the abomination that is done in the land, Lord Savior, and he marked them, and behind, Lord Savior, they followed those four men to destroy, Father, you said, Lord Savior, women, children, Lord Savior, Father, you didn't mind who, but Lord Savior, you were worried, Lord Savior, of the residue of Lord Savior Israel. And we believe, Lord, your residue, Lord, is on your heart tonight, Father, for those brethren, Lord Savior. Undertake, Lord Savior, give them your grace, oh God. Father, if it was me and my children, Lord Savior, oh Father, I'd have no rest, I'd have no peace. We pray your grace, Lord, Father, for Lord Savior, these places, Lord, Ukraine, Lord Savior, oh Father, Lord Savior, and Lord, the Congo, Lord Savior, the problems that are there. Undertake, Lord, watch over your residue, your children, Lord Savior. Keep them even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Father, we think of, Lord Savior, us here in our vineyard, Lord Savior. Oh, we have weddings, Lord, but Lord, this is something that we would consider as well. Father, we would place it before thee, most high God. Brother Clayton and Sister Talent, his wedding coming up, Lord. Father, all the plans, let all things work, Father, for your glory. Let things work, Lord, that it bring his wife back, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we pray that all would go well. We think of Lord Brother Joel. We see, Lord Savior, how the saints are striving tirelessly, Lord Savior. We pray your grace, knowing indeed, Lord Savior, the enemy, Lord, would want to steal away, Father, oh God, our comfort in thee and focus too much, Lord, even upon those things. That is why, oh Father, oh precious Savior, they have a church that would gladly help. Bless Brother Joe. Bless his wife, Lord. Bless these plans that they have, Lord Savior God. Father, we think of, Lord, Father, the youth meetings coming up, Lord. Father, your young children need, Lord, Father, leadership. They need guidance, Lord. They need, Lord Savior, ministry, Lord, that would minister unto them, Lord. And how oft Brother George Martin would step in, Lord, in a time of need, Lord Savior. Bless, Lord, this meeting coming up, Lord Savior, in Wicklow. Bless it to these young brothers, Lord Savior. Father, I recall in my youth, Lord Savior, Father, going out, Lord Savior, there to those mines when we had those youth meetings, sleeping on floors and desks. But Lord Savior, it was all for the gospel, Lord Savior. Let them, Lord Savior, see Christ in these things, oh God, that they may have that supernatural occurrence amidst their lives, oh God. Bless these needs, bless these desires, our brothers working this weekend, Lord. Father, you know, Lord Savior, their circumstance undertake, we pray, even upon this time, we pray for Brother Vlad, Brother David, Lord Savior God. Father, oh precious Savior, we come all unto thee. We think of our brother James, Lord, his situation with his tooth, oh God. Father, we pray your grace. Father, how can it be you go to the doctor and the doctor can't find the problem, but he goes home and the problem reoccurs? Oh, Father, we pray your grace. We pray your mercy, oh God. Undertake for our brother. Stretch forth your hand of mercy. Bless him. Bless his son as well. Undertake, Lord. Give him total deliverance, Lord Savior. Amidst his own, we pray, even upon this day. Give him rest, we pray, even upon this night. Take away that pain, we pray, even upon this day. We thank you for the testimonies we hear of houses, Lord Savior. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lord, it's a, Lord Savior, weight off our prayer list, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, Lord Savior, it's an encouragement to know that you are there. Father, it's a, Lord Savior, Father, handful once in a while that is dropping, Lord Savior. Oh, from Boaz, Lord Savior. We thank you, Lord Savior, for undertaking for the pastor, for Sister Sabrina. We think of, Lord Savior, Sister Sharon, Lord Savior. Open a door, we pray. Father, bless your church. Touch your church. All the needs that are there, Father, do undertake, we pray. For there are those that have not mentioned, but you undertake, oh God. And give us, Father, a closeness, Lord, that we'd be able to be responsible with these requests and bring them oft before thee until they all, one by one, are ticked off. We pray your grace. Keep us. Give us journeying mercies as we return. Give us your grace. Touch your people once again, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother George. Thanks to Brother Max. It was a wonderful word, Brad. God bless you richly, Brother Max. We really appreciate that. Thank you too, Brother Jess, for a good job on the song leading. Please come, let's lead us in a song, Brother, as we dismiss. God bless saints. Safe journey home. Let's stay in prayer. Meet on Sunday by the grace of God. And greetings to the saints out on Zoom, on YouTube. May the Lord bless you as well.
God spoke unto Joshua. God pointed the way. Jumped in crossable things seemed impossible. Waters divided as they march and obey. God and the rivers, rivers you think are uncle. God and the mountains you can't turn up. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can. Hallelujah, battles to win, they will meet with the obstacles. Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. Oh, our God never failed. He stood back on it, sprung. had to crumble as they marched in. God and rivers, you think of God and the mountains, mountains you kept on the through. Our God specializes in things thought impossible, and He will do what no other power can do. Oh, our God is the same, and His word is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by Him are amendable. Your mountains and hills He will part for you. God and the rivers, rivers you think are on ground. God and the mountains you can't overcome. God specializes in things thought impossible, and He will do what no other power can. God and the rivers, God and the rivers you think are on ground. God and the mountains, mountains you can't overcome. God specializes in things thought impossible, and He will do what no other power can. And He will